Willie Witty. He will be with us in a few minutes. Speaking of phones, I heard today from a reliable source that your phone is 7 times dirtier than your toilet.
Yes, and that's why I'm talking to my toilet now. Talk just open up the humor. Bowl and it's potty talk, yeah, mostly. Good one.
Thank you. But first, before we get to Ricky's top 10, we're going to be talking about our top 10 favorite road trips today, which is a continuation of last week's show. So if you are a super fan of this show, you would know that we only got through 5 of our top 10 last week.
5.5.
Yeah, 5.5. Willie, you got through your top 5 or bottom 5, and then we'll start with Willie's number 5 today.
Yeah.
Of our top 10 favorite road trips. It's been an interesting list so far. I also printed out Travel and Leisure's top 25 road trips, which are very interesting as well to compare to your lists. There are quite a few things going on around town. Event calendars are picking up. There is a new menu out for Sassy, the Sandy Point area seniors. They serve meals 5 days a week. Lunch Monday through Thursday, breakfast on Fridays. They are also continuing their in-home delivery service for seniors and members of Sassy who cannot leave their homes. So if that is you, give them a call, 208-263-6860, 263-6860, to ask about their in-home delivery or to come into Sassy for lunch or breakfast 5 days a week. It's an awesome thing that they do for our community. Like last week, Waterlife Discovery Center, they're open every Tuesday and Wednesday through August. These guys are all volunteers, the Idaho Master Naturalists. Unlike popular opinion, they are not nudists. They're just super into our water life, and they maintain the Discovery Center out on Lakeshore Drive, 1591 Lakeshore Drive. It's open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday and Wednesdays with interactive displays. Everything's moved out onto their large porch. One family group is allowed at a time. You can bring your own picnic and check out the interpretive wetland trails, pond viewing, plant displays, all the fun things for children of all ages. Also daily through September 13th, Lake Pondere cruises out of City Beach. It's really awesome. Super. There's the Lake History cruise, dessert cruises, dinner cruises. The Birds of Prey cruise is the one I really want to do this summer. They have it all mapped out, giant nests around our lake. Super cool. You can learn more at lakepondereecruises.com. Schweitzer Mountain Resort is open and running. Chairlifts are taking you up to the top, to the Sky House. You can hike. I don't think there's huckleberries quite yet. I have been getting asked at the chamber for huckleberry locations, which I won't give you anyway. But they're not quite there yet. We have a pretty wet, cold summer so far, so not quite, but activities daily, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for children of all ages. Again, Schweitzer.com. Wednesday Farmers Market has started up again. It's in Farman Park, not the city parking lot, although the Saturday Farmers Market will remain in the city parking lot through the summer. Coming up on the 10th, which I'm really excited about, is the 43rd year Pondere Arts Council has presented the Art Walk. That is longer than the festival.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing. But it's usually at the same time as the festival, the Arts and Crafts Fair, I mean. Yes, never mind. I'm confusing this. Art Walk has been pushed back a couple of weeks from its normal date, the reception, gallery reception. So it's on Friday, this Friday, July 10th.
And Claire from POAC will be on my show tomorrow to talk more about it.
Oh, cool. Opening receptions held from 5:30 to 8. I'm sure you'll hear all of this tomorrow. You can check out artinsandpoint.org for the map and receptions and all of that fun stuff. Like I said, event calendars are filling up, so check out sandpointonline.com or the sandpointreader.com for all of the current live local events. We're going to go ahead and get our first break out of the way and come back with Willie.
With the Art Walk, they do want to point out that they're encouraging people to wear masks.
Oh, good.
Their theory is, well, people wear clothes when they go out, so they can wear a mask. And if you go to one of the reception places that, you know, a lot of the businesses are very small, if you see that there's already 8 people in this little teeny business, sure, well, just give it a few minutes or go to another one and come circle back.
Well, it's all up until August 28th or something. So you have time to come back and see the art.
So you don't have to see it on Friday, although it's a fun thing to do. And there's usually free beer and wine everywhere you go. That's why I go. Nice. They're encouraging stuff like that.
Nice.
And speaking of now that you brought up the COVID thing, five new cases in Bonner County today.
Nice.
Just came out 16 minutes ago. And boy, I just hate to be in Coeur d'Alene area. 514 cases.
Whoa.
In Coeur d'Alene. I mean, to put that in retrospect of percentage, you know, versus population, that's as bad as Florida.
Yeah.
It's not good. The good news there is not a lot of those people are having to be hospitalized or being fatal at all.
So. That's true.
Spokane, not so much. We're still doing well in North Idaho, though, besides all the cases in Coeur d'Alene. Like I said, a lot of them are not even being monitored anymore, but we are growing here. So five new ones today. Bonner's Ferry's doing stupendous.
Yes. Excellent. Well, on that note, let's take our first break, and we'll be right back with Willie Witty.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce for Pierce Auto Center in Sagal, Idaho. We're just a couple minutes south of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, and Ram, one big location right on Highway 95. Our goal at Pierce Auto Center is to earn your business one customer at a time. Pierce Auto Center is a family-owned business. We're offering full parts, full service, master technicians, plus a large inventory of new and used vehicles, fully reconditioned, waiting for you and your family. Give us a call at 263-4212. Remember, if you make that drive, I'll make the deal.
Okay, dude, I have our Idaho adventure all mapped out. A super maze escapade through Idaho's pristine backyard.
Okay, go.
First, foraging for fantasticalness through Ponderosa State Park.
Okay.
Next, down to Bear Lake for a little splishy, splashy insanity. Then, an exotic trek through Bruno Dunes State Park, the sand dunes. Do you know they make that stuff into glass?
She's a little excited about Idaho Parks, the scratch game. New from the Idaho Lottery, collect 11 state park designs.
Next, wading the wet and wild of Priest Lake, Round Lake Cascade, a lake hop, and jackpot.
Jackpot is right. Went up to 50 grand. Plus, a fun, interactive second chance draw mobile app to win even more prizes.
Last, a rousing hike through Castle Rocks, then Lucky Peak for serious chillaxing. Bam! We did the whole dang state.
Just one question.
Yeah?
What are we going to do with the rest of the day?
Oh.
A wealth of adventure awaits you with Idaho Parks, the Scratch Game. 11 stunning state park designs with prizes up to 50 grand. Play today. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Please play and recreate responsibly, Idaho.
Greasy Fingers Bikes and Repair has a vast selection of new bicycles. Plus, they stock thousands of parts and accessories for bicycle repairs, sales, rental service, and ride info. Visit Greasy Fingers Bikes at the corner of 3rd and Pine in Sandpoint. Greasy Fingers Bikes and Repair.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. This is Ricky's Top 10. I am your host today, Ricky, here with Bob Witty. Welcome. You know, for a first time on the radio, you're doing great.
Oh, thanks. I am really, really nervous.
Yeah. No, I can tell. You're sweating profusely. Yeah. So anyone else who uses the studio, wipe down that chair that he's in. And I assume that we have Willie Witty on the phone. Yes. Willie, welcome.
I'm here. Thank you.
Hey.
Willie, before we get any further, I want you to write this down. 1-800-296-1206. That's 1-800-296-1206. And ask him. Oh, it's 1-800. 296-1206.
One more time.
Ask him if all catheters are the same or not, because you really want to know. 800-296-1206.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I got it. But thank you. I needed a couple more run throughs to make sure I had it down right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know what I find out.
Because we're doing top 10 catheters next week.
Yes,
so,
yeah, so do your research. We've been doing our research all week.
It'll be boring if they're all the same.
Yeah.
So seriously, before we go any further, of course, we're doing top 10 road trips because we started this last week. We didn't get it all done because more people are not flying to big destination vacations this summer because of the whole COVID thing, but they are taking family trips to small towns such as Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry. And so we thought, well, you're a professional road tripper. Do our top 10 favorite road trips. That's why we're doing this. But before we get to that, a quick question. You're in Huntington Beach there, right on the beach. How was 4th of July for you guys last weekend compared to other years? Was it really weird or is it the same? Or how did you guys get through that?
Certainly not the same. Huntington Beach is notoriously crazy on 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. People come from all over the state, from the deserts, et cetera, to come to Huntington Beach. So the streets fill with hundreds of thousands of people. The pier, you know, is one of the places with the biggest fireworks show.
You can have bonfires on the beach, too, there, which is
huge. Bonfires all along the beach.
Yeah.
That was all obviously canceled this year, and the beaches were closed. All of the state beaches were closed, actually, at least all around Southern California. No parking or anything. So, obviously, people would still walk out and go to the beach, but that definitely kept the numbers down. Now, that said, the neighborhoods and the streets were still pretty much looked like a war zone with all the fireworks going off and barbecues and parties. We just kind of walked out into the street at one point. We were just barbecuing and just looked around, and it was just fireworks everywhere you looked, and you just hear all the music and people celebrating. Now, it's good that people found a way to celebrate 4th of July, but that said, there was a thousand new confirmed cases in Orange County in the days that followed the 4th of July weekend. So, obviously not the smartest or safest versions of celebrating, but, tough thing. People are having trouble figuring out what to do, how far to go or how to be safe.
That's tough all over.
So I think, first I'm going to tell a quick anecdote. On the 4th of July weekend, I was out camping at my friend's property on the Boyer Slough, and we had a canoe, and I had a couple of friends come out who are big, canoers. They, taught me how to steer a canoe with one paddle and all of that fun stuff. But one of them decided he would rather sit in the middle seat and not paddle. And so I had the front paddle. Another friend of ours had the back paddle. And he was terrible at giving up this control. He was not a good passenger, kept rocking the canoe and telling us where to go and bossing us around. And I just feel like I was reminded of the story because this is how Dad has been in giving up the controls of hosting this show last couple of weeks. Reminds
Being
me a lot of this
obnoxious about it.
No, you're doing great.
I thought this was your first time on the radio.
What's that number again? 1-800.
Anyway, we are going to do, if you don't mind, Willie, if you have the list, a quick recap of your bottom four from last week, and Dad, your bottom five, just so we can get our listeners up to date on what we talked about last week.
Well, thanks for asking. I started with the drive from Nashville to Memphis, known as the Music Highway out there in Tennessee, which also it's Interstate 40, about 160 miles long. And it also intersects with Highway 61, which is known as the Blues Highway, also known as Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited.
Yeah.
That was my number 10.
Gotcha. Nice one. Willie?
My number 10 was a bit of a silly one, but it is a fun drive, regardless of how barren and empty it is. And that is taking the I-90 east to west across South Dakota, and specifically the advertising over that course of 500 miles for a drugstore called Wall Drug. It's an experience.
Good one.
That was a good one. For anybody who wanted to hear last week's show, you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and go in the archives, and you'll find out what Willie's talking about.
Awesome.
My number 9, New England in the fall.
Good one.
Enough said. Just gorgeous.
Totally.
Enough said. My number 9 was driving north out of New Orleans to Chicago, and that's about 1,000 miles of road, but I kind of talked about how, you know, tracking along the Mississippi and all the things you could stop and do, mm-hmm. including pit stops in Memphis and St. Louis and some of my favorite places in those cities to stop.
Awesome. Good one.
Very good. My number eight, which is kind of controversial now, but I didn't know it when we made the list, but the drive from Williamsburg, Virginia to Washington, D.C., all the old towns and the old farms and ranches and George Washington's Mount Vernon and stuff like that. A lot of early American history there. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Me too. I just watched Hamilton over the weekend. So,
ooh, good one.
Would I like
on
that?
On my mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's musical, but it's definitely got a new, fresh energy for what musicals can be. I would recommend putting the subtitles on. That's
yes,
my only advice.
That's a good idea.
They rap and they talk so fast.
Yeah. Dad, I actually think you would enjoy the HBO miniseries John Adams. I think that's your speed. That's a really good one. It's also historical, and it's a little
and
more
slow. And I can drink some John Adams during it.
It's Sam Adams, yes.
Sam Adams.
It's probably brother.
Well, his brother John made better beer.
He was also the second president of the United States. Willie.
Yeah, my number seven was historic Route 66, which, oh, wait, number eight. I skipped one. My number eight, spoiler alert. My number eight is a special road called the Million Dollar Highway, Colorado, an extremely treacherous mountainside ridge road with no safety barriers. And it's called Million Dollar Highway because it apparently cost about $1 million a mile to make because of how treacherous the landscape was. And that was in the late 1800s. So
nice.
Very good. Wow. My number seven, in case you're curious, Northern California, to start north of San Francisco. Actually, you could start in San Francisco, Berkeley, namely, on Highway 1, and just start heading north. You go up through Bodega Bay, where The Birds was filmed, Alfred Hitchcock movie, Mendocino, Point Arena, the Russian River, California Redwoods, tallest living things on the planet, Crescent City, Cannon Beach, just all the way up to Oregon is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, excellent one. I want to do that. I've never been to the California Redwoods.
Really easy to safe distance, too, because there's nobody there.
Exactly. Yeah.
I second that. Ricky, you got to make it happen. The Redwoods are a sight to see. It is astonishing to see a tree that size. It's like you see pictures, but once you're actually standing in front of it, amazing.
Yeah.
Man, I know we're not in, like, anecdote mode, but I just remembered one time I was on a road trip and we went zip lining in the Redwoods. And we were up in one of those tree stands and the guide told us, so this was the year 2013, just so you know. So it was 2013, and the guide said, now this tree we're standing in is about 1,000 years old.
Whoa.
And one of the people who was road tripping with me looked at it and put her hand on the tree trunk and in all astonishment went, wow, 1913. And we all kind of paused and we're like, you know, if you're amazed by it being from 1913, you're going to be really amazed when you realize that that's 100 years and this tree is 1,000 years old. So
that's incredible.
Anyway. Yeah.
Part of the great things you do at Road Trip Nation is expanding young people's minds.
Yeah, so, education.
Exactly. Good one.
exactly.
Yeah. What number are we on with you?
We're on my seven, which I spoiled a second ago, which is historic Route 66, you know, which doesn't exist in its completion anymore.
Right.
But you can drive along stretches of it, through, especially through Oklahoma and a few other states that have preserved it. And it's a great just walk down memory lane, and all the gift shops and gas stations are all dedicated to, you know, the road that once was the first kind of cross-country highway that ever existed.
Yeah,
great one. My number six was one that I have not done, but my good friends Jesse and Ruth Watson did, 4 or 5 years ago, is to get in an RV and tour the Major League ballparks, which hopefully we'll have Major League Baseball again someday, and be able to do that. I think it would be a great trip.
Good one. Willie?
Love it. And then number six for me was the Blue Ridge Parkway through Virginia and South Carolina. So it cuts through the Smoky Mountains and a couple of different national parks there.
Perfect.
Just scenic, amazing.
Also on my bucket list. We'll come back with Bob Witte's recap of his number five, and we'll go into Willie's number five after this next break, so stay tuned.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonner's Ferry Baptist Church. You know, we're living in an era of time that many are referring to as postmodernism, some even referring to it as post-truth. What is meant by that is that we are called upon to be open-minded, to be inclusive, acceptant, and tolerant of any and all ideas, because we are to view every idea as potentially true, because no one knows what really is true. You know, while this ideology is counterintuitive, it is very easy to take this position, therefore many are. Yet Jesus warned us against such thinking when he said in Matthew 7:13-14, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Friend, I caution you not to get caught up in this broad-minded inclusivism of our day. If we can help you in any way, please contact us. You can reach us at 267-3746.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Meet Todd. He likes to eat steak and hang out with his friends.
Hi.
Todd loves the summertime. He's planning on grilling at his friend Greg's tonight.
Yeah, Greg's marinade is on point.
Todd usually makes good choices, except for the time he put the cereal in the fridge and the milk in the cupboard.
Yeah, that was a fail.
Todd knows he's going to be drinking tonight, so he's going to rideshare.
I'm making a good choice.
This summer, leave the keys home if you're drinking. Your life is worth more than the cost of a ride home. Brought to you by Shift Idaho and the Office of Highway Safety. We want you here tomorrow.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard
time landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM. 1400 KSPT and 1450 KBFI.
And we're back, and it is Ricky's top 10 with our top 5 favorite road trips. We just did a little recap of what we talked about last week. I have Bob Witte in the studio with me, Willie Witte via phone from, I'm assuming, sunny Southern California. We just went through our bottom 4. So Bob, what was your number 5 from last week?
My number 5 we actually got into last week, and then we ran out of time to get to Willie's number 5, but it was the what Willie called the Road to Hana or Hana Highway in Maui. Absolutely gorgeous. It's only a little over 50 miles, but it feels more like 150. There's just switchbacks, scenic stops. You can pull over every 5 minutes and, you know, have photo opportunities. You should plan on 8 to 10 hours to drive the 50 miles out and back. It's just going to take that long. There's landslides, rock slides, rain. I don't know how many dozens of waterfalls. 617 turns.
Wow.
Over 60 bridges. Jeez. So.
Yeah, it sounds like the directions I used to give people to get out to our house in Kootenay.
Rock slides and landslides, and so tropical. Yeah, it is the largest rainforest in the United States. Also known as the divorce highway, because so many couples go out like on their honeymoon, mm-hmm. thinking it's going to take, you know, 50 miles. It'll take an hour, but it takes them all day to get there. So, just that was it.
Good, Willie. Let's jump right in. What's your number 5?
Let's jump right in. I mentioned this last week, but I did feel like, maybe I should be amending my top 5 so that this list doesn't become too repetitive after hearing Dad's bottom 5. But I didn't have time to do that, but I've added a couple roadside attractions that I thought are worth mentioning. But I'll get to one of those too as a little bonus. But my number five is the Oregon Coast, taking the 101.
Yep.
I just did it for the first time last year, actually, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful beyond compare. And for me, I'd also call out anybody who is a seafood fan.
Mm-hmm.
I ate so much seafood and clam chowder and just every town I stopped in. I mean, I'm talking like lunch and dinner multiple days in a row.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, God, I guess I need to get more fish. Because every time you stop in it, you just saw these fish stands with the fresh fish, and they had, yeah, they were perfect. And
that's a good one.
Especially towards Southern Oregon, you get into that redwood area that we were talking about. It's amazing. But I wanted to call out something new, just a little taste. There's a place completely different called Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo, Texas. And it's a roadside attraction that is worth visiting. I love it. It's so strange and surreal, but some artists have taken a bunch of old Cadillacs and essentially planted them in the ground. So they buried the front half of the car so that the back half is just sticking out of the desert sand. And it's encouraged for people to just spray paint and add their mark on them. So these Cadillacs are covered in graffiti from all the travelers. So just wanted to throw that out there as a little something new extra to just get in the list is Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo, Texas. It's worth a stop.
So Highway 101 in Oregon is number 12 on Travel and Leisure's top road trip list. Also, I wanted to point out, if you're into weird roadside attractions, there is a dinosaur park in Southern Oregon, right off the highway there. We can go, and there's life-sized statues of dinosaurs just in the redwoods, and it looks really, really weird and fun.
You know, the first time I did that, I was on a business trip by myself driving my old Toyota pickup truck. This is a long, long time ago. And I saw, you know, there's kind of like, Willie, you're talking about the roadside billboards, you know, and leading up to the dinosaurs, because there's literally nothing in this rainforest for hours on either side. But when I got there, and there was no one there selling tickets or anything. There may have been a person in the gift shop, but there was not another human being in the dinosaur museum thingy. So I'm walking around this rainforest going, this is so weird.
this
is like the beginning of a sci-fi movie.
Jurassic Park.
It was really eerie. So go alone.
Good one.
You'll really like it.
Dad, what's your number four?
Well, it's different than that. But it's a lot closer to home. It's, you know, before they closed the border, you could just hop in your car and go across the border there, like into Creston, and just hitting inland British Columbia towns, just about anywhere. Cranbrook is nice. You can go all the way down to Trail. Absolutely great drive to Trail, Nelson, Penticton, of course, Kamloops, Banff. All just absolutely stunningly beautiful, and for some reason filled with, seriously, the nicest people in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, just go anywhere in the inland British Columbia, and everybody's happy. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Maybe it's the Kokanee, but they're just, or the free healthcare.
True.
They're just happy people.
Oh, and Kootenay Lake is so beautiful. Like, Lake Ponderay is beautiful. Kootenay Lake is so pristine and clean and beautiful. I highly recommend driving up along there to Nelson, and camping along the way is just spectacular. When and if the border's open.
Yeah, and I have friends up there who don't, they don't believe it's going to open this year.
Yeah,
so
that's what I've heard.
Just the way it's going.
Good one. I totally support that. Willie?
All right. Number four. So I doubt this one is on the list of any of those lists you've been looking at, Ricky. But for me, it's one that I always just really treasure because it's just so unique in all of the stretches of road I've been on. Mm-hmm. And that is taking the I-10, so, you know, the southernmost kind of cross-country highway that exists, mm-hmm. from essentially Baton Rouge to New Orleans. And the reason it's so interesting is that it's all over swampland. So it's, I don't know how many miles, but hours of highway up on stilts above swamp water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a unique and interesting and fascinating stretch of road to be up above the swamps, kind of looking out. You get the feeling like there's just crocodiles just underneath you the whole time. The landscape is incredible. And
that's
I will say, I think that there is a stretch of road that I've heard of and I've never been on out, down in like Key West, Florida. That's also like a stilted kind of extended bridge around
the
one, over water.
US 1 through the Florida Keys. It's a 120 mile long island chain where it's just one highway that goes from island to island. It looks really cool.
So I think that's the real kind of destination version of what I'm talking about. But I think that the I-10 west of New Orleans across the swampland is a similar experience and one that I have been on. And I just, I love it.
That sounds awesome. That's also majorly on my bucket list. I really want to go down to Louisiana and explore around there. It just seems like a crazy landscape that I can't picture in my head, really, you know, like you can see videos and photos of it, but it's not real.
It is like being in a different country. It really is. I've done that drive Willie's talking about, and I remember just riding along with a partner, and we were talking about these graveyards, and all the graves are above ground. And I was like, why is that? Well, there's the water table so high, they would just float away. It's like, I'm kind of freaking out here. And so, I spent a week in New Orleans, and I tell you, the whole town's haunted. But just just go in the spring or the fall, because the summer will get you.
Miserable. And I've been in the summer multiple times, and I felt like I was going to melt. I'm working, you know, I'm filming documentaries, and I could not put a shirt on. I could not physically bring myself to put a shirt on. I was dying. I was so hot that I would literally walk up to the building where we were going to film an interview and put my shirt on as I went into the building because I couldn't do it. But I think especially for us, you know, being from, you know, the West Coast and the Pacific Northwest, that feeling of being in another world is exaggerated because it's unlike any landscape. Just the whole ecosystem is just totally different. And then culturally, you know, New Orleans being founded by French and French Caribbean people, you walk into especially, the French Quarter. The French Quarter of New Orleans. And it's just the architecture is different. The culture is different. The vibe is different. You really feel like you walked into some sort of strange, like, European city. And it's really unique and really awesome.
Nice.
My only complaint about New Orleans that week is that, you know, we went out to every meal and the food is sensational. Talk about seafood. It's everywhere. But I could not find potatoes at breakfast time. Everything was grits. So I go, don't you guys eat potatoes? And they're like, what? So,
interesting.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. That is
a
culture
very
shock.
Very Idahoan complaint.
Yeah. Don't you eat potatoes? Let's go ahead and get our last break out of the way, and then we'll come back with you guys as a top three when we return. So don't go anywhere.
Bi-Mart's Big Buys continue to help our members take care of their everyday needs for less. Refresh your deck with Super Deck Transparent Stain, available for only $19.99 thanks to our $8 mail-in rebate. And enjoy the great outdoors with everything you need to make your summer enjoyable, like a Coleman folding chair or a Coleman cooler, a Quickshade 10x10 canopy, and Repel insect repellents to keep the bugs away. For all these great deals and more, head on over to your Rathdrum Bi-Mart today. Big brands, big value, Bi-Mart Big Buys.
Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue in Ponderay is once again open for sit-down dining from 11 to 8 Tuesday through Sunday. The drive-thru is also available for to-go orders, and you can call ahead at 208-587-7107, and your delicious barbecue meals will be ready when you arrive. Smoked ribs, pulled pork, chicken, and more with all the fixins. Plus, there's family meals and always a daily special for just $7.95. On Highway 200 in Ponderay, next to the Elks Golf Course, Felker's Northern Smoke Barbecue, cooked low and slow in North Idaho.
Okay, dude, I have our Idaho adventure all mapped out. A super maze escapade through Idaho's pristine backyard.
Okay, go.
First, foraging for fantasticalness through Ponderosa State Park.
Okay.
Next, down to Bear Lake for a little splishy, splashy insanity. Then, an exotic trek through Bruno Dunes State Park, the sand dunes. Do you know they make that stuff into glass?
She's a little excited about Idaho Parks, the scratch game. New from the Idaho Lottery, collect 11 state park designs.
Next, wading the wet and wild of Priest Lake, Round Lake Cascade, a lake hop, and jackpot.
Jackpot is right. Win up to 50 grand. Plus, a fun, interactive second chance draw mobile app to win even more prizes.
Last, a rousing hike through Castle Rocks, then Lucky Peak for serious chillaxing. Bam! We did the whole dang state.
Just one question.
Yeah?
What are we going to do with the rest of the day?
Oh.
A wealth of adventure awaits you with Idaho Parks, the Scratch Game. 11 stunning state park designs with prizes up to 50 grand. Play today. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Please play and recreate responsibly, Idaho.
Are you getting the comfort and support that you need from your old reclining chair? Mike from Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. Your reclining chair should fit and support you like a good pair of custom fit shoes. Lazy Boy understands that, and Lazy Boy also understands that we all experience comfort differently. We all come in different shapes and different sizes. Lazy Boy is thoughtfully designed to provide great support and comfort to each person's individual needs. Sandpoint Furniture features over 80 different styles and sizes of reclining furniture that is beautifully designed to complement your living room. Take advantage of summer sale prices on beautiful reclining living room furniture. Enjoy free financing right here at Sandpoint Furniture, your hometown furniture store, earning your trust since 1945.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
And we're back. This is Ricky's Top 10. We're talking about our top 10 favorite road trips this week. And I am your host today. I am joined in the studio with Bob Witte, and we have Willie Witte on the phone talking about their top 10 favorite road trips. And we're going to jump right back into it because we seem to be chit-chatting a lot about these. It's a pretty fun subject. Bob, what's your number three?
Well, before we get to that, we get several people calling in asking for that 800 number. It's 800-296-1206. Just
not every catheter feels alike.
No. They'll tell you about it. Anyway, my number three, a lot like my number four, we're staying not only in Canada, but in British Columbia, Canada. And I think Willie will be able to talk to this as well. It's the trip up the BC coast out to, if you leave, like we all end up in Seattle or Bellingham at some point, just go up, cross the border and head on up to Vancouver Island. And the city of Victoria, there's great camping, there's wonderful people, it's clean as can be, and we seem to be making phone calls. Is that the 800 number?
It's Willie. His call dropped, and now the line's busy.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I can stop making fun of him now. So, the BC coast, I already talked about inland BC, but out on Vancouver Island, and just camp, and you can bring your own beer, and I suggest you do that because it's really expensive. So that's my number three.
Interesting. Well, I don't know if we have Willie back yet. Derek seems to be chatting with him. Are you back?
Hello.
Hey, Willie. So while we missed you, or you missed us, or whatever, my number three was a trip up the BC coast to Vancouver Island and the city of Victoria. And from what I understand, you spent your honeymoon last fall out there.
You know what? My honeymoon road trip is very nice, and it's actually an extension of that. From Victoria out to a town called Tofino that is on Vancouver Island.
Nice.
And that trip in particular, similar to the road to Hana, it used to be a lot rougher. It used to be basically a logging road, and people would get stuck on it all the time. It's definitely doable now, and I recommend it.
Nice. Beautiful.
Very good.
What's your number three?
My number three is actually the road to Hana. So we've already covered that one. But nice. And Dad said everything there is to say. I wanted to add another fun roadside attraction, though, because Salvation Mountain out in the Salton City, the Salt Flats in Eastern California desert. You know what? We're kind of probably running a little short on time. I don't know how to describe Salvation Mountain. If you've seen Into the Wild, he stops there and he actually meets the sort of wild rogue artist man that built this place. But it's essentially a hillside that has been crafted and recreated in bright colors and messages of hope and love and other actually like religious iconography and stuff, but it's a really fascinating, totally unique experience and absolutely worth stopping and seeing for yourself. There's nothing else like it. So
good one.
Yeah.
Dad, number two.
Number two is, you touched on it last week at the end of the show, Dingle on the west coast of Ireland. And we did this about a year and a half ago. And, you know, just, I mean, the Irish cities and towns are neat, but the drive, where do we go from, like, County Cork to County Kerry and then out to the Dingle Peninsula? And all, we're driving along. It was a real challenge. It was my favorite sport. It was you know, shifting six forward gears, left-handed on the wrong side of the road. On roads,
other side of the road.
Yeah, that are, or yeah, the other side of the road. On roads that were meant for cart and ponies, and they, now you got cars and tour buses. And just a really, and there's no a shoulder to their roads because there's rock walls that were built thousands of years ago, like in 1913.
Yeah.
however that works out. But it was just amazing. We're driving along and all of a sudden it's like, we're in Big Sur.
Yeah. How did there were surfers happen? On one side, sheep on the other. We just pulled over on the side of the highway. Like, how did we get to California? It was so weird.
It was amazing. We had to stop and watch the surfers going, look at that. That water's got to be freezing. But it was really that cool. And the greens in Ireland, and I'm not greener than green. They're like magically delicious or
something.
And you
can't capture it. It's sort of like the Louisiana job. Like, you can't capture it in a photograph or a video. It doesn't look real. And it doesn't match what you're seeing with your eyes. It's just spectacular.
Yeah, so you take pictures and you look at the picture later going, no, it's greener than that.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe.
It really
but then
is.
You get to the town of Dingle itself, and I could live there. 2,000 people. There's 36 pubs. That's one pub for every 7.1 persons, by the way. you go into the hardware store, they sell beer on tap. You go into a bike shop, they sell beer on tap. It's music everywhere all night long, even on a Tuesday, Wednesday. It doesn't matter. It's just Dingle, Ireland. Someday it's going to open up to Americans again. You got to check it out.
Yeah. Good one. Willie, you're number two.
Well, mine is almost exactly the same as Dingle, Ireland, and that is Utah.
Where they don't have beer.
Or music. No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't decide how or where to choose a road trip within Utah. I just say Utah, like go to Utah and go everywhere in Utah. it is it's unbelievable. So over the years, I've been really lucky to get to go to Zion and Bryce Canyon and Arches and Canyonlands. And I feel like you can't choose. Just like the Red Rock formations and the crazy, you know, rock arches, and the landscapes are just unbelievable. And even just road tripping from one to the next, those red canyons and just everything you see out the window is just totally astonishing. As you guys know, I am not Mormon, but when I'm standing there in Zion, I get it. I can get how people could go there and be like, ah, this is the promised land, you know, because it feels like something that had to have been like created by some imaginative super God figure to be like, look what is possible. Look at the beauty that's possible in this world. So, Utah. Go to Utah.
Good one. And one of my prouder moments of you and on your television show, that you took a group of inner city kids from L.A. and New York who had never really been out to anything like that and took them out to Utah and Moab, and they saw all this, and they were like, they had no idea that this world even existed.
Right.
Exactly, so,
very awesome. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about
that's
that episode.
That's a proud moment for me, too, being behind the camera. I ran ahead to where the first viewpoint was and turned around to make sure I was filming their reaction. And I was not disappointed. As just like you said, Michael, one of the guys we were traveling with, who's from the Bronx, New York, he walked out over Bryce Canyon, the view, and just, I mean, he was just like floored. He just couldn't, he had never imagined anything like it.
That's amazing. Well, before we get to your number ones, I do have one quick road trip story to share with you guys. Willie, you were there. We were in Germany. We were driving from Leipzig down to Berchtesgaden, where my cousin Steffi's wedding was taking place. And I wasn't feeling good. It was allergies and a cold, and I was trying to nap and read a book in the back seat. And to backtrack, 40 years ago, my grandparents were taking a cross-country road trip to figure out where to retire, and they drove across the Long Bridge, and my grandmother, Oma, said, this is it. And they went to see their first little log cabin in on Syringa Heights, and she said, this is it. And like, she just knew that this was her home here in Sandpoint. And so on this road trip, however many years later, driving through southern Germany, I looked up from the car window and I saw this pristine lake surrounded by pine trees and a bridge over it. And I went, gosh, this looks like Sandpoint. Like, I just had this feeling. And then just then we entered Traunstein, the tiny town where my oma was born in Germany. And I had no idea that's where we were. I'd been sleeping. I had no clue. And it just came full circle. Like, I get why my grandparents instantly fell in love with Sandpoint, because that it looks like their town. And it was kind of one of those magical road trip moments where you're like, I'm meant to be here. It was my number one favorite road trip of all time. Willie, you were driving at the time. Anyway, let's get to your number ones.
My number one, we already mentioned Big Sur, but it's the drive from San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay area up Highway 1, not 101, but Highway 1. Morro Bay to Monterey, and we're so lucky. I got to do it solo last February, and you know, now we can't travel or anything. So, and it was a beautiful winter couple of days, and there was nobody around. Winding roads, cool ocean breeze year round, rock slides. sea lion caves, great beach. I mean, you can pull over and there's hundreds of sea lions just laying there like, hey guys. Hearst Castle, bridges that wash out every winter. The ocean is the bluest blue on earth. And it's one thing that California, you can say what you want about it. It's one thing they've done right. It's been totally unchanged in my lifetime and basically in generations lifetimes. It's exactly the same.
It's unreal
and it's
beauty.
It's never going to be ruined.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Good one.
You want to hear something crazy?
What?
That's my number one. That was my number one. You totally stole it.
Yeah.
So for all the reasons you just said, and maybe I'll use my last minute here to talk about something completely different then, because there's another thing I wanted to mention, going back to this idea of just fun roadside attractions and things to see. There's a place in Santa Fe, New Mexico called Meow Wolf, like meow, like a cat, wolf, like a wolf. And it's almost impossible to describe. I just pulled up their website to just see how they describe it. I'm just going to read it to you guys. Meow Wolf creates immersive and interactive experiences that transport audiences of all ages into fantastic realms of story and exploration. This includes art installations, video and music production, and extended reality content. So what that actually is, you walk into this building and there's like a home, like a normal sort of middle-class family home. Mm-hmm. And you go inside, everything's more or less normal and it's all populated with all this stuff. Like you go into the kid's bedroom and there's like journals full of their journal entries on the desk. And you just start exploring and looking around. And then you suddenly see that there's these portals. In the back of the closet, you could go through this portal, or you could get on your hands and knees and crawl through the fireplace into this portal, or you know, there, or you could go through the refrigerator. You open the refrigerator, and it's a glowing white light, and you step inside, and the next thing you know, you're lost for the next 2 hours traveling through dimensions of weirdness and craziness, and it is the best. I had a greatest time there. I love Meow Wolf.
That sounds amazing. Definitely worth a road trip. Speaking of road trips, thanks so much, Willie, for joining us anytime. You want to come on Ricky's Top 10, Bob, and I will be back next week with a list about something. So we'll be back then. Thanks for listening.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The White House Coronavirus Task Force today sending